Friends, I always find it very striking on the fifth Sunday of Lent, whenever we enter the church and we find all of our images and statues veiled and covered. It's a very noble, but maybe a little bit of a strange practice that we do this. But through this season of Lent, you know, Lent is all about we have denied ourselves, right, with our sacrifices. We have denied ourselves and those things that, you know, we enjoy, whether in food or drink or entertainment. And we have, to a certain extent, we have learned how to die to self. And so even today on the fifth Sunday of Lent, our liturgy helps us to die even a little further, helps us to, we've not only deprived ourselves of things that we enjoy in our sacrifices, but now even the very images of our Lord and our Lady and the saints are taken from us. So it helps us to really enter into the darkness of the death and the burial, the darkness of the tomb, helps us to enter into there next week and Holy Week so that we can see the light of Christ on Easter morn. On this fifth Sunday of Lent, the Gospel of John recounts one of the most moving stories of all the Old Testament as Jesus raises his friend from Lazarus. Raises his friend Lazarus from the dead. The story takes place in a small village, Bethany, about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. And Lazarus lived along with his sisters, Martha and Mary. It's important to note the gospel many times speak of Martha and Mary and Lazarus as the friends of the Lord. St. Luke talks about many times that Jesus would visit these friends in Bethany. And without a doubt, these friendships of Jesus, he found they were important to him. We can imagine Jesus spending time with his friends and doing what friends do, eating together, enjoying each other's company, laughing. But friends, ultimately, their friendship was a true friendship because it was founded upon love. Love which is willing the good of the other. Willing the good of another. This is the essence of friendship. Friendship is not simply enjoying someone's company or, you know, sharing interests with one another. But these are types of friendship, but true friendship, authentic friendship, full friendship is when we will the good of the other, when we seek out the good of the other person. So Jesus loved his friends, and he loved and his friend for his love for his friend Lazarus causes Jesus to weep at his death. The gospel says, when Jesus saw Mary weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Friends, here we catch a glimpse of the great love of Jesus' sacred heart. Jesus cries tears, not of despair, but tears of love and compassion for Lazarus and for his family. Jesus sheds tears at the death of his friend. It really points to the fact that Jesus, you know, Jesus is the Word incarnate. Jesus is God. He is the second person of the Trinity who truly became man. So if we ask ourselves, what is the love of God? What does that look like? The heart of Jesus is the human heart of God. Think about that. The heart of Jesus experiences all the emotions that we have always felt, right? All these passions and emotions, even sadness. at the death of a best friend. Friends, as we consider Jesus' friendship and love for Lazarus, let us realize that Jesus desires to have that same friendship with each of us. A great saint that was recently canonized in 2002, Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, he was a Spanish saint. He once wrote, he said, "Jesus is your friend." And then he says, "Jesus is the friend with a human heart like yours, with most loving eyes that wept for Lazarus. And as much as he loved Lazarus, he loves you." Later in the gospel, Jesus will also say, he will tell his disciples, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends." Recall what friendship is, that it's willing the good for the other. Jesus desires nothing less than the best for his friends, which is eternal life. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Friends, isn't that what we were made for? That we were not made simply for this life, but we were made to be in eternal friendship with the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in heaven. That is the reality for which we were created. And this is the promise that Jesus makes for those who are baptized. And also to you, my dear catechumens, who are also preparing this Easter for baptism. In 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, you will be baptized in the Christian faith. And at that moment, when I pour water on your head and I say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," at that moment, something very remarkable will happen. At that moment, original sin will be washed away, and all other personal sin that you may have committed in your life will be washed away. And at that moment, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is going to come and dwell within your soul. And that is an awesome reality. God is going to come and dwell, and you're going to be made a temple of the Holy Spirit. And from the baptismal font, all these relationships arise. It's because we are baptized, we are able to call God Father. And in 2 weeks, you will also be able to call God Father. Because who is a father and who is a mother? A mother and a father, right? We call mom and dad, mother and father, because they have given us life. We have the life of our parents in us, each one of us. But in the sacrament of baptism, you won't only have the life of mom and dad in you. You'll have the life of God in grace. And so because you're going to have the supernatural life of God, which we call grace in your soul, you're going to be able to call God Father. You're going to be able to call the church Mother because she has given birth to you in the sacrament of baptism. And you are going to be able to call Jesus Friend. There's no greater gift. There's no greater gift that we have as Christians, as Catholic Christians, than to call God Father and to call Jesus Friend, right? Because this is the reality for which we were made, to be friends with Jesus, to have this intimate friendship, this intimate relationship and connection with him, that he walks with us, he's always with us, and that he is our Savior.